mañana a 3 de la tarde. Esta es tu oportunidad. Únete a la familia Solaris.
Últimos días de descuentos a todo hogar en Woolworths. Aprovecha hasta 30% en planchas y electrodomésticos de cocina, 30% en sartenes, vajillas y cristalería y 20% en almohadas, edredones, toallas y juegos de sábanas. Para ti, para tu hogar y para tu familia, siempre Woolworths.
Woolworths es para ti.
Continuamos con más música y diversión en el show del Power por Cabo Mil Radio 96.3.
Bueno, estamos ya prácticamente en la recta final de este programa. Quiero recordarles que el día de mañana, pues ya es nuevo mes. El día de mañana inicia para mí uno de los mejores meses en el año. Muy bonito, está cortito, pero muy coquetón, muy simpaticón. Y estoy seguro que en este mes de febrero vendrán muy buenas promociones con Nissan Los Cabos. Échense la vuelta a Boulevard San José, zona de Fonatur, en la carretera transpeninsular, y aprovechen las buenas promos con los ingenieros de la emoción. Ya a partir de lunes, martes, estaré anunciando las promociones del mes para que aprovechen cuanto antes y estrenen el nuevo Nissan de tu sueño. 624-142-1666. Nissan Los Cabos, somos los ingenieros de la emoción. Y bien emocionados, les platico que mañana vamos a estar en vivo en el estadio Don Col Cabo San Lucas, porque mañana juegan los Cabos United contra Alacranes de Durango. No se pierda el previo a través de la señal de Cabo Mil a partir de las 6 de la tarde, y a las 8 inicia el Partiduki, ahí nos vemos. Y antes de despedirnos, el FITUES BCS, el Fideicomiso de Turismo de Baja California Sur, nos invita al Gran Festival de la Ballena Azul. Esto será en Loreto. Loreto te invita al Festival de la Ballena Azul del 6 al 8 de febrero en Plaza Salvatierra. Además, puedes participar en su concurso de fotografía amateur abierto a todas las edades. Si has capturado con tu equipo no profesional a la majestuosa ballena azul dentro del Parque Nacional Bahía de Loreto, esta es tu oportunidad. La inscripción es gratuita. Consulta las bases en las redes sociales @LoretoBCSTourism, turismo en inglés, tourism. Ahí podrás ganarte 5,000 pesos. Anímate, participa y captura la imagen de la naturaleza. El Fideicomiso de Turismo de Baja California Sur te invita a explorar tu estado. Ahí están las redes sociales, búsquelo @LoretoBCSTourismo para que puedan ustedes participar y ganar. Dicho lo anterior, cerramos telón, mi querido Jesús Hernández. Gracias por estar en la producción de este espacio toda esta semana. A ver si el lunes regresa el Golden Boy. Y si no, bueno, Jesús Hernández le entra al quite. Soy el Tute Power. Buen fin de semana. Adiós.
Eso fue todo por hoy. Recuerda, de lunes a viernes de 7 a 9 de la noche, tú tienes una cita con la mezcla perfecta de música y diversión. El Show del Power por Cabo Mil Radio 96.3. Siempre contigo. Hasta la próxima. Aquí y ahora. Cabo Mil. Cabo Mil Radio 96.3. XHSJS FM. Desde Los Cabos, Baja California Sur, México. Transmitiendo con 15,000 watts de potencia radiofónica.
Cabo Mil Radio. Singular. Como Los Cabos.
Cabo Mil Radio 96.3 presenta.
Hi, this is Caroline Rose, and you're listening to Cuéntame un Disco, where I'll tell you the story about my album, The Art of Forgetting. The album was produced by me and mixed by Beatriz Artula. I started writing it. In the spring of 2020, after our shows were canceled from the pandemic. And that's kind of where it began. And I was going through a difficult time and ended up writing about basically everything that I was feeling and going through. And it wasn't until probably about a year later that I realized there was a pretty strong narrative that kind of threaded the whole thing together, And that was kind of when I decided to make an album from it and produce it, which I hadn't been planning on doing, but it just worked out very organically that way. And I'm really happy that I made that decision.
Esto es Cuéntame un disco. Un disco completo, de la A a la B. Toda la historia, canción por canción, de principio a fin. Cuéntame un disco.
Love Lover Friend was the first song that I had written and was like, I know this is going to be on an album. And it just felt like such a perfect starting point to a story to me, like a jumping off place, start some sort of journey, I guess. It just came together so naturally. I wrote the song in one sitting. It was almost like immediate. It was such a natural process. And then when I was demoing it out, I had been listening to a lot of like Balkan-inspired vocalists. Anybody who has heard Bulgarian Women's Television Choir is going to recognize the Balkan influence on that, on this song. But the way that they sing, it's like a almost like a guttural cry, and it just really perfectly captured what I was trying to go for in the song. And I did all the background vocals in like one pass. I just do like one pass, and it was so natural coming out. It just felt like they're my ancestors or something. Like the song of my ancestors was coming out through my body in this song. And all the layers just, it just made itself. It was one of those things that just came so naturally. And it hasn't really changed that much since the original demo. The original demo I made in probably 2020 at some point. And it was just layered vocals and guitar, and that was it. And I had been kind of messing around with some tape effects on the guitar to make it feel sort of atmospheric, and it has like a nostalgic feeling to it, the sort of like glitchy tape sound, and I wanted to try and capture that, and it just worked, and the strings had only enhanced it. The like I had the swells in there in the vocals, and then when the strings were added, it was just such a natural addition. You know, they had been working on the strings, and I was like, oh, just put them in with the swells. Like, let's make it really big and dynamic. And I wanted it to feel like you're in some sort of like an intimate, or almost like an empty theater, and you're watching someone perform. And then when those voices and those big swells come in, it's like the lights come up and you realize that there's actually just like a room filled with people. And I wanted it to feel like hi-fi, like it was coming out of like the middle of nowhere and just sort of like encompassing your head. And then it gets like real small again. So it's kind of, I'm always sort of trying to mess around with this, just sort of like playful juxtapositions of things. So like taking these little, something that's like lo-fi and small, and then making like big hi-fi sound around it. That's where the whole aesthetic for the album started, was that idea of like, I want to have the performance be sort of intimate and lo-fi, because that's where how I was writing them. I wanted that to come through in the music, and you can kind of, you know, I feel like you can hear that. It's like, it has an intimacy, but it also has this like grandiose emotion that was also real at the time, I think. All that stuff was like building up in me, and I don't know, somewhere along the way it just became like really difficult for me to express the full depth of my emotion. And then at some point, like, the just floodgates opened, and it's like, no, just embrace your emotions, just do it, just go for it.
I'm not your mother, I'm not your brother, I am your son. I'm not your keeper, your debt collector. I am not a puppeteer pulling strings. I'm not a rag doll with which you can always play. A key that you can always change.
Estás escuchando Cuéntame un disco.
Started from an interesting place because I had kind of had this idea for a long time. I had been sitting on it for a while, and I had the melody for a while that I actually wrote on a ukulele, which is like the least sexy instrument I can think of besides like a actual Hawaiian person playing it on a beach somewhere, which is very sexy. But that song just came back to me. I think probably when I was just noodling around on the guitar, and I had started the lyrics a while ago, and it really spoke to me. It was almost like that song was just incubating for a while and needed some time to just have the proper setting. This song is called Rebirth.
On this fair and loving war, take off my fingers. I point fingers no more. Watch me now, I'm starting to break. Take both my eyes out. I won't need them again. I'm packed, I'm packed, I'm packed. I am an orphan now. I am a common man. Watch me as I wander the road.
asking directions. Back into mother's womb.
Miami was one that it came out really naturally. It was just one of those songs that I really needed to get off my chest. I'd been going through a breakup and it sucked. And I was just feeling so down. It was like that amidst a lot of other things that just made it such a hard time. And it was so isolating and lonely. And I was so, you know, when you're going through something painful like that, it's all these emotions are kind of surging through you at the same time. And sometimes it's like hard to tell whether you're like angry or sad or ruminating on some regrets or maybe all of those things. But Miami was one of those songs that I was just like, I'm going to just spew out all of it. And so there's kind of a little bit of everything in there. There's like anger and sadness, and there's even humor in it. I spent a lot of time just talking to my family on the phone and stuff. And those little conversations, you know, they're all over the record. And I find it kind of humorous, but it's such a release. It's one of those songs where you're like, I just got to purge this thing that's inside. And, you know, it's like the guitar comes in, it's like squealing, and it all kind of, it just made so much sense. It sort of wrote itself in that way of just, it needed to be released. It's like a beast in a cage. The next song is called Miami.
I woke up on the hour when she came out of the shower. I went down on her, golden sunlight through the curtains. Rooster in the street, bienvenida San Miami. But she wouldn't touch me, and hadn't for weeks. I wish I could collect all of the subtle rejections, wrap them all up in a bow, and say thank you, nice to know you. I loved all of our time, maybe I'll see you down the line. You know you never knew my worth, honestly neither did I. All the beautiful people in a beautiful place, in a beautiful room. I guess I'm the strange one who's just taking up space and blocking the view.
The fire. You've gotta get through this life somehow. You've gotta get through this life somehow. You've gotta get through this life somehow.
Twitter, @ cuéntame un disco. Facebook, @ cuéntame un disco.
Interludes are from my grandma's voicemails. She left me all these voicemails over the course of years. And, you know, this theme of, like, memory, had it just kept recurring throughout this whole process. And I was listening to her lose her memory. She would forget that she'd be on the phone, and then she'd start having a conversation with someone else. She would say almost the exact same thing every time. But it would be, like, ever so slightly different. It was almost like she forgot that she says the same thing every time. But I could always tell what type of mood she was in by, like, the timbre of her voice. And, you know, usually be like, Caroline, I'm thinking about you. And, you know, I thought about you yesterday. It was just, like, so wholesome and sweet. And I'm always looking for these, like, ways to put two things together that kind of tells story. And so, you know, here's my grandma just, like, wants to connect and wants to say hi and, like, wants to know if I'm eating well. And here I am, like, I'm not picking up the phone. I'm miserable and trying to, like, love myself and trying to love life and then pick myself up off the ground. And I just found it, like, such a comical, it is kind of comical to me. And it's a moment, these little moments of brevity on the album where, you know, it's like a little reminder that there are people thinking about you and care about you. And
Caroline, I just wanted to say hi and just hear your voice. I love you so much, and I think about you every day, and I hope everything's going good with you. You let me hear from you when you have a chance. Bye. Okay, anything you do, honey, is good for me. You are the best one. Is that okay now with you?
I don't know why I gravitate towards it so much, but I love sad songs that sound, like, fun and poppy, and I don't know, I guess it's just, like, a different way to tell a story. And sometimes when you feel just so incredibly shitty, the thing that you need most is to gaslight yourself into feeling better. and that's sort of, like, it feels like a gaslight song to me. I'm writing a pop song that has this, you know, big, catchy chorus, and it has a pretty despondent message, but it makes you feel, like, okay. I don't know. It really resonated with me, like the way that it was, the way that I wanted it to sound. And, you know, the whole idea of the chorus is to have multiple people sing together. It's like where the word comes from. I love the idea of somebody being so depressed and feeling so shitty and having, like, everyone sing this message together in an actual chorus. Like, it was kind of a perfect little, like, cherry on top to the whole feeling.
The next song is called Everywhere I Go, I Bring the Rain.
Thank you. just wanna lay here in this bed forever. Just me and my dreams alone in my head together, where everything is comfort and everything is one. While the flies gather round my French bedroom doors.
You've just listened to Everywhere I Go, I Bring the Rain. The next song is called The Doldrums.
It was a really beautiful and very simple song at first, just like a piano voice. And one of the first sessions that I did all of the piano, all of the guitar, and all of the vocals. So it was like a core song that was like the original session that I did by myself. And I had like stacked vocals. So that's kind of what was like the foundation of all the songs. And this one, you know, the second session, basically, like when I started kind of adding things to it, I would play it for people and everyone would just be like, it sounds good like this. I just wasn't quite satisfied with it being a simple song. So I'm like, you know, this is the darkest, probably one of the darkest songs on the album. I cut down the lyrics a lot on The Doldrums. It was one of those ones that was just like, and a scroll that was this long with lyrics, and I had to kind of cut it down. And some of those original lyrics, man, I go back and read them now, and it's like, wow, I was in a bad place, like just really dark place. It's kind of hard to talk about some of that, but just know it's like dark, dark stuff. I wanted it to feel more like a emerging from some sort of darkness. It needed to feel creepier, you know, and I think Rebirth kind of has a similar feeling where there's a little bit of detachment from humanity in it. And that's what I was trying to get the sense of. Sometimes when you feel like you could leave this life and you don't have this attachment to existence, when you look around and you like see people frolicking through a field, like playing with their dogs and stuff, you just don't feel that. And it feels almost like you're a robot or like you've left your body in some way. I wanted to capture that feeling. And the only way I felt like I could really do it was introducing something that wasn't acoustic sounding. And so there is this kind of theme on a lot of the songs where it kind of reveals that sense of like detachment. There's like glitchy elements, or it's like processed in some way where it's not just a person expressing their raw emotions. It's like a person trying to find the will to live.
In a dream, there's someone I hate. A smile creeps across my face as they burn at the stake. Their hands are bound. They're crying out. But then I jolt awake with sweat pooled at my brow. I'm
Cuéntame un disco. Regresa pronto.
La Fundación Leti Coppel te invita a su gran evento con causa, Corazones Unidos. Este viernes 7 de febrero, te esperamos en la Cena Show en Quivira Golf Club. A partir de las 6 de la tarde, con una deliciosa cena de tres tiempos y en el escenario, Tributo al Sol de México.
LM Show.
Tu boleto ayuda a la construcción de un nuevo centro de asistencia social. Venta de boletos en Plaza Puerto Paraíso, en Fundación Leti Coppel Cabo San Lucas y al 624-152-0449. Pregunta por las mesas VIP. No te lo puedes perder. Asiste, diviértete y apoya.
Cabo Mil Radio 96.3, estación oficial del evento.
¡Preciosazazo! ¡Más bajo imposible! Higiénico Quality Day de 40 rollos a $189.90. Solo en Soriana. A febrero 5. Aplica restricciones.
Pensiones dignas para adultos mayores y personas con discapacidad.
Salarios por encima de la inflación.
Electricidad y combustibles a precios justos.
Recuperación de trenes de pasajeros.
E igualdad sustantiva para las mujeres.
Estos son solo algunos beneficios sociales
de las reformas constitucionales aprobadas por el Senado.
66ª Legislatura.
Senado de la República.
Vive el regreso de la Liga Premier a Los Cabos. Fútbol profesional. Jornada 4. Los Cabos United contra Alacranes de Durango. Sábado 1 de febrero. Estadio Don Col, Cabo San Lucas, 8 de la noche. Compra tus boletos en boletomóvil.com y en las taquillas del estadio el día del partido. Los niños entran gratis. No te lo pierdas. Apoyemos a nuestro equipo y juntos busquemos el campeonato. Escucha Cabo Mil Radio 96.3 y gana tus entradas dobles.
Cabo Mil Radio 96.3, la estación oficial de Los Cabos United.
Si hay reunión, ve a Oxxo. Llévate 20 cuartitos retornables Amstel Ultra de 190 mililitros por $135. Además, caguamón retornable Tecate o Tecate Light de 1.2 litros, 2 por $77.
Oxxo, a la vuelta de tu vida.
Consulta marcas y productos participantes en tienda. Válido al 12 de febrero. El consumo de productos de alta o baja graduación es nocivo para la salud.
Si hay reunión, ve a Oxxo. Jack Daniels Coca-Cola de 473 mililitros, 3 por $100. Además, New Mix de 350 mililitros. Variedad de sabores, 3 por $63.
Oxxo, a la vuelta de tu vida.
Consulta marcas y productos participantes en tienda. Válido al 12 de febrero. El consumo de productos de alta o baja graduación es nocivo para la salud.
Ya estamos en temporada de frentes fríos.
Es importante abrigarnos. No te arriesgues a enfermarte.
Sí, la temperatura cambia drásticamente. Puede llover, haber heladas, vientos e incluso nieve.
No subestimes los frentes fríos. Revisa el pronóstico del tiempo antes de salir a la calle.
Cuida tu salud. La prevención es clave para evitar enfermedades.
Ante el frío, prevención y acción.
CONAGUA.
Gobierno de México.
Hi, this is Caroline Rose, and you're listening to Cuéntame un Disco, where I'll tell you the story about my album, The Art of Forgetting.
Esto es Cuéntame un Disco. Un disco completo, de la A a la B. Toda la historia, canción por canción, de principio a fin. Cuéntame un Disco.
The next song is called Cornbread.
Caroline, I just want to talk to you. I've been thinking about you all day, and I thought about you yesterday. So I want to talk to you, honey. You give me a call if you have a chance. I love you. Bye. Caroline, I just want to say how I think about you so much. Wish I could see you, and I love you, honey. Bye.
You know, I think anybody who's going through a breakup and, like, you know, it didn't go your way has probably experienced something like that, where you're just like, wow, this is so, it's just so sad. It's almost funny. And to me, that song is so funny. I'm like, to trap someone in a basement and get them to love you. It's so pathetic. Yeah, it was just like another one of those moments where I like a lot of songs that it sounds like a person thinking. And I tend to do that a lot. It's like I'll have a song that sounds like I can like hear all my thoughts and This song is called Stockholm Syndrome.
I just wanna write a song that keeps you in my arms forever. Can you tell I don't like change? I just want everything to stay the same. Maybe I could tie you up, and if you will it hard enough, you could draw up some love. Baby, how does that sound? I know that you need some air, but I can't let you out. 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 I can't let you out.
Tell Me What You Want was another really early song that went through a lot of changes. I'd originally done it. The story of it was different. It was just an idea that I had years ago. It resurfaced a bit and I demoed it out. And I usually what I'll do is like demo a song and I'll send it to my parents and I'll send it to like some trusted ears. And it's usually my dad that will review a track for me. And he shredded me for this, the first version of that song. He basically told me it was not up to snuff. It was not as good as the other songs on the album. And that I should pretty much like scrap the song. I think he called it like low hanging fruit or something. And I was like, well, I guess I gotta start this one over. And I went back to it and was like, you know, he's kind of right. Like, and that's the thing. That's like, oh, my dad, he'll just shred. It just ripped me to shreds. And I'm like, ah, oh, but he's right. He's right. That asshole. And so I redid it and I was like, I got to go deep on this. You know, I'm going deep on all these songs. I can't half-ass anything at this point. Like, if I'm really going to do this, I got to go all in. And so I rewrote the song and I just kind of said what I really wanted to say. It's like written basically to my ex and all the things that I was experiencing at the time, like wish I could have said. And I guess it's another one of those like release songs for me. And that's kind of how the song starts. It's like, I got to get this off my chest. I'm happy with how that came out though. I'm really happy about it. I liked it a lot more.
This next one's called Tell Me What You Want.
I've got something to say. It's not your fault. It's just the way you are right now. Tell me what is wrong. Cause I'm no longer having fun. Oh, fuck it all. I'm done. Life goes on. I just gotta take a beat. Get some fresh air in my lungs. I just gotta do my thing
and shake it up.
You make such a heartbreak.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on? Cause I'm scared and I'm fully unprepared for this. Oh, yeah, trying to kill me. I'll block out all the signs. Let's give this one more try.
Arroba Cuéntame un Disco. Facebook, arroba Cuéntame un Disco.
Love Song for Myself is such a funny concept. Like, and it is such a true story, too. I was just feeling so bad about, you know, realizing for kind of the first time in my life how much I've been so hard on myself my whole life. I've, like, always been my fiercest, harshest critic, besides my dad, of course. But, like, even on a personal level, I mean, just, like, constantly always judging myself. And I think that, like, really chips away at your spirit over time. And now that I didn't even understand the concept of self-compassion. Like, I didn't. When I first learned about the whole practice of self-compassion or even what it, like, was, I just started crying so intensely because I had never even thought about being kind to myself in that way. I've always been, like, sort of militant, just so harsh on myself. And it's like, I would never treat my friends or my family that way. Like, why would I treat myself that way? All these kind of things kept coming up. And that song is just like it was just sort of me laughing about that. Like, it's like, well, I don't totally know how to love myself. But if I'm a piece of dung, I'm going to be like the sexiest piece of dung I've ever seen, you know, and it's let's start there. And there's only one direction to go from there.
The next track is called Love Song for Myself. Treasure on a hardwood floor. just listened to Love Song for Myself.
Jill is my therapist, and she's was kind of my best friend there for a while. So I don't really have a, I didn't really have, you know, anywhere to go. And man, yeah, when you, you know, when you're pretty in a pretty isolated situation and you're just feeling so, so down, you really start to appreciate what you've got in your life. And I was so appreciative of her that, wow, I still am. She's still my therapist. She kind of helped, I don't know, it was like somebody holding your hand as you're discovering things about yourself and going through some really difficult things that you've sort of buried, which is another, you know, another like recurring like theme of memory is of my own memories that I had just buried like under all this stuff. And she was kind of helping me uncover a lot of this, like during this whole process of like, well, if I'm feeling this bad, might as well just rip every single Band-Aid on my body and do it all at once. Like, if we're going to do this, let's just do it all and hope for the best. And that song's a little nod to Jill, and it mostly centers around my breakup. But I was also just going through so many things at that time. She's really helped me through a lot of it. Tipping my cap to Jill, and also tipping my cap to, you know, a difficult relationship that ended, and honoring it. You know, it's like the way that the album rolls out is I want people to feel more hopeful by the time you get to the end of it. It's like, there, some sort of dark clouds are starting to part. Like, it's not all sunshine and rainbows, but there's like a, there's reality to it where it's like, it's going to be okay. It's, you know, you're not at rock bottom anymore. And I think one way of expressing that is like when you go through something painful, like a difficult breakup or whatever, you can look back on it and be like, oh, I became such a much better person because of that.
This next track is called Jill Says.
Jill says I'm gonna be just fine. Jill says people do this all of the time. Everything will be all right. Jill says I got a lot on my mind. Jill says it's just my attachment style. Well, go ahead. Now I feel something. Thank you.
Arroba Cuéntame un Disco. Facebook, @ Cuéntame un Disco.
Where Do I Go From Here feels like the most hopeful song to me. And it's not, it's still sad. And it's still like pretty dark, but I think it's like a very realistic look at life and how you have to get through the bullshit and make your way to the other side somehow. It's like everybody goes through shit. Everybody goes through hard times. It's not easy for anyone. To me, it was like, I've got to make my own constitution, have my own boundaries, learn how to love myself and, you know, pick myself up and move on. The longer you dwell on things, the longer it takes to enjoy your life. Yeah, and it just felt like a perfect bookend. From the moment I wrote that song, I knew it was like the perfect bookend, the perfect way to end a story. And Love Lover Friend just felt like the perfect way to start it. And this one just felt like the perfect way to end it. It maintained kind of all the way through.
The next and last track is called Where Do I Go From Here?
The party is over, the cake has been cut. Oh, the champagne poured out, everyone's drunk. Ain't it just like me to seal my own fate? I arrived, but just a little too late. Sometimes it seems life's a big dumpster fire, or a series of memory funeral pyres. We're born at point A, live to point B. If we make it to C, we forget everything. Shuffle the cards, but it's all the same. 'Cause only the jokers get to play this game. And only the rich ever get second chances. So throw on a dress and we'll kill ourselves dancing. So where do I go?
sit at the table. Well, I just wanna be swaddled and rocked in my cradle. You can't escape the pain that you're in. Oh, you've got to face it now. You can't pretend. Oh, shut up, conscience.
This album definitely documents the whole process. You know, I was writing through the whole process, and then it really kind of follows a like particular timeline of growth. It feels special to me. I don't know. I'm really grateful that I did it this way, and I took my time doing it. I didn't feel rushed in any way at all. I didn't have any. I don't really have any regrets at all on this album. It feels very full, and it feels very me. I'm happy. I'm really happy I produced it, and that was a good decision. I stand by.
Esto fue Cuéntame un disco. Un disco completo. De la A a la B. Toda la historia, canción por canción, de principio a fin. Cuéntame un disco. Un programa producido por Carlos Andrade. Voz en off, Vicente Solís.
Dicen que la CNDH no sirve de nada. Y en efecto, así fue hasta noviembre de 2019, cuando iniciamos su transformación. Gracias a ello, hemos emitido más de 1,120 recomendaciones, más de 450 acciones de inconstitucionalidad y casi 52,000 acciones de prevención para la protección de tus derechos humanos. Los números no mienten, las acciones tampoco. Por una auténtica Defensoría del Pueblo, Comisión Nacional de los Derechos Humanos.
Si hay reunión, ve a OXXO. De jueves a viernes de 1 p.m. a 10 p.m., 4x3 en mamitas de 355 mililitros, variedad de sabores. Además, 4x3 en Four Loko de 473 mililitros, variedad de sabores.
OXXO, a la vuelta de tu vida.
Consulta marcas y productos participantes en tienda. Válido al 12 de febrero. El consumo de productos de alta o baja graduación es nocivo para la salud.
Si hay reunión, ve a OXXO. Llévate 20 cuartitos retornables Amstel Ultra de 190 mililitros por 135 pesos. Además, caguamón retornable Tecate o Tecate Light de 1.2 litros, 2 por 77 pesos.
OXXO, a la vuelta de tu vida.
Consulta marcas y productos participantes en tienda. Válido al 12 de febrero. El consumo de productos de alta o baja graduación es nocivo para la salud.
Ven al examen de admisión del ITESO. Martes 4 de febrero, 16 horas. Instituto Cultural Valdor, Los Cabos. Regístrate en admisión.iteso.mx. Porque un mundo mejor es posible. Creamos lo extraordinario.
ITESO, libres para transformar. Universidad Jesuita de Guadalajara.
Aquí y ahora. Cabo Mil. Cabo Mil Radio. 96.3. XHSJS FM. Es Cabo Mil.